Hello and welcome to this very special mini episode of Five Alarm Task Force News and Issues for today's first responders. I'm your host, Steve Green, and joining me for this mini podcast is a great friend and supporter of the show, Mark Slavkovsky. You might not know him by that name, but you might know him as Nesta Bar Mark, or Nesta Bar's Mark. Mark is the representative for the Nesta Bar. It's kind of like I'm called it when he was first showed it to me about a year ago, a new, what looks like a simple tool, yet it can do so much what we do for firefighting. So Mark, welcome back. Glad to have you with us.
It's great to have, great to be back for sure.
So we're just trying to, before we went on the air, try to compute exactly how much time has passed. Well, we'll settle on, let's say, 6 months have passed. <That's good. laughs> So what's been happening with you and Nesta Bars in those 6 months?
Well, a lot of small things. You know, I'm just an individual, one of the co-creators of the tool. I've been invited around a few different places. And one of the big things that happened was to be invited to fire engineering with Chief Bobby Halton. And that was really exciting to me. I got a chance to go up there and meet him, sit down with him, and he said, "We're going to put you on the podcast." So I was on a podcast, and they were talking about industrial sites that the fire industry needed to go into.
Sure.
And I pretty much sat quietly in my seat for most of it. They loved the tool that they were seeing, and they brought it into the topic of conversation as well. But I always go back and I reflect on things that what I see and what I hear. And what was interesting from the fire industry and also the crossover to the construction industry is the necessity to be aware of the personnel that are at those sites. Who do you count on? Who do you go to? The communication, the cooperation of individuals. So I pulled that out of, that sit down with that podcast. That was great, very important to me to always learn something.
Right.
So after that, he was able to introduced me to Chief Alvarez and a local firefighter there at the Wyckoff Fire. And I took him a bunch of tools to show him different sizes that we have, because we do have different sizes.
Right, right.
And explained the uses of the tool.
Right, as we saw last year, the different sizes, right?
Yeah, so within 2 weeks, the chief sent me pictures. They actually, his operation was an assist with a nearby town, and they chose to use an Nesta Bar to go up into the attic space and pull up the floorboards because there was fire extensions. I'm like, that was only 2 weeks and they used that tool. And that was pretty exciting to hear that.
Sure. One of the things we discussed when you were here is the number of, for lack of a better word, chores that the one Nesta Bar, no matter which of the three sizes you pick, can accomplish.
Correct. Yes. I needed a multi-purpose tool after 40 years in construction. Something we can go in and if you look at the bar, it's kind of odd shaped, but it becomes a basic pry bar. It's pinch bar. It's my shale bar. It becomes a Johnson bar for lifting. So it's a what do you guys call a hook or a trash hook
right.
for me? I use it as a grubbing tool. I quite often work alone. So when I'm doing that, I can't always call somebody else over, stop them from what they're doing to help manipulate something, whether it's installing or extracting.
And the tool lets you do that by yourself.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. When you have to.
Yeah. So try to get as many videos on Instagram to show all those different applications, practical applications, for it, so others can, visualize.
What's your ID on Nesta Bar on Instagram again?
It's simply Nesta Bars LLC on Instagram.
Okay, Nesta Bars, Nestor Bars LLC on Instagram. And and Mark puts up a lot of these videos. And again, with that 1 minute time restriction, you'd be surprised how much action and information and education Mark puts into these videos. So you should try to catch them and see the many different types of uses. And we talked about this also when he was first on, and we've talked about this with lots of items. A lot of the items that are coming into the fire service today are very technical. They're specifically technical. They may specifically be best for some of the new younger firefighters who are coming in who have that kind of knowledge of digital video and things like that with them. Yet the Nesta bar is not so technical. If you want to know how it works and learn the reason why it works based on natural phenomenon, that you can choose to do that. But you can use that Nesta bar from the moment it's put into your hands. You can use it right away on probably, if you just spun around the room, probably you could find 6 different things you could do right away.
Right.
Just the way it is.
Yeah. One of the things I'm always trying to promote is working smarter, not working harder. I'm getting a little older now, 61. So
you're still a pisher to
me. you got to preserve our legs. You know, you want to make the least amount of movements as possible because it all adds up in the backs. So I've had some firefighters that ask me, like, well, you know, can take off baseboard? And I'm like, you know, it's like, why? What do you care? And then it dawned on me, like, you know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And balloon framing, you know, so you could, you know, looking for those fire extensions. I'm saying, this tool would be great for taking off baseboards. I can do it all the time. I'd use a 36 or a 42 inch bar, depending on your height. You might choose one over the other, but you're not bending over to get down and pull off that baseboard, whether it's a simple 2.5 inch piece of baseboard or a big 1x6, because the construction types and finishes are different across the country.
Right. And you also, like, I think it was last week or the week before, we talked about you had a video that talked about the chase when you open up right there in the corner.
Right. So one of the things I'm trying to do for the fire industry, because I'm trying to learn, you know, what you guys are up against, and also promote that to the construction trade. So there's a crossover here. So as I simply was taking off sheetrock in a room because it was draft cold in that room, they wanted to re-insulate it, I noticed that there was the backside of the kitchen, you know, and you can see the soffits that were built. And it was an older home, and there was no fire blocking. There was no draft stopping. So in exposing that sheetrock, I was able to point that out. There was also a vertical chase in the corner. That vertical chase, you know, goes right up to the second floor.
Right.
I think it's good information. So when I just simply do a little task, I'm not, it's obvious what the Nesta bar can do now if you're following me. But I think it's real interesting for people to read a little bit deeper into the video and see what's behind the scene here. But I'm really trying to point out is the construction types, what works and what's not working. You know, why did something fail? Structural load points. You know, we have tons of the new thing now is open floor plans. So with open floor plans, you have less individual rooms, and with them, you have more structural load points that are key in the buildings. So when you're fighting those fires, to be aware of, you know, the structural load points and how critical they are. And if there's a burn around them or under them, what the dangers may be. So if I can point those out, I'm trying to do that as well.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I think that, you know, one of the things we always stress from this show and in the fire service is a good firefighter is the firefighter who's always trying to learn. Mark and I were just talking about this also just before we came on the air. And that is that it's always a good suggestion we make to a probie is find yourself a senior firefighter in that house where you're going to be assigned. Find someone who's been there, he's got 15, 20 years, and he or she can really teach you the ropes of what it's like on that firehouse life and on the jobs. And I think that if you think along that line, Mark offers through his videos. And by the way, these aren't videos that he sells, folks. These are videos he puts on Instagram several a day, taking time out of his own work to, once he sees something that can benefit the fire department and the fire service, is that you can look at Mark's videos as that same information. Here's a senior guy in building construction, especially homes and other types of buildings, who knows what's behind those walls. And if you're a newbie in the fire service or you're not getting that kind of information, Mark's videos, you can learn a great deal if you're open to saying, well, this guy isn't a firefighter, but he knows construction because that's what he's been doing all his life. So I can learn from him about what's behind a wall and Where's the knee brace? And where's the electrical run going to be, et cetera? Where's the load-bearing point in that room? Because having been in one building where somebody did not know was a load-bearing point and decided to do some renovation during a fire overhaul, it's not something you want to happen to you. So Mark's videos can do that, but your best bet is to look and talk with others who have used the Nesta Bar and watch Mark's, check his library of videos where you can see the many uses, because he doesn't just stand there in most of them and tell you what to do. He actually has a Nesta Bar there. He works it in. He shows you what he's doing every step of the way, all within 60 seconds. So when you think about it, it's a sharp, fast way to learn from a person who knows about what he's talking about from his business and trying to pass on some of that knowledge to those of us in the fire service who deal with those situations but have no idea what's hanging out behind the board there on the wall. So where else besides Lyft have you been? Bobby? Went to Bobby.
Went to Bobby. So we just got back from Lyft. And that was got invited to be down there and donated some bars to them so they could utilize them for any aspects that they wanted to try to engage in. And they did. And they liked them quite a bit. The officers of St. George Fire Department, they were lifting concrete slabs with them and some forcible entry applications. And the bar has its limitations based on how the buildings are put together and what they're trying to do. But it's like any other tool, you just need to learn what type of performances you can get out of it. So when you have those actual events, you know what tool you're grabbing and why you're grabbing. Because it's just their tools are an extension of our legs and our bodies and our arms.
Sure.
So knowing them like the back of our head, everything like that needs to be second nature. So we went to, it was just down the lift, a great bunch of people down there, Andy Starnes, and spent some time with Rick Colomay, and I was cool with Rick Colomay giving his presentation, because he was going to go into the tower with individuals for search. He started off talking about tools, and people say, well, what's so basic? It's just basic. We use these tools all the time. So no, he knew he needed to be familiar with tools. But the thing that stuck in my head, and I posted a little video about it because I was very passionate about it, because I always want to reflect on what I see and what I hear, and it was the point that he counted heads. And I said, he didn't want to know how many people were in his class. He wanted to know how many people he was responsible for. And as general contractor, I feel that. I know that. If I've got 20 people, 30 people on the job site, and it's not a matter of a couple of hours, I could have them in there for 2 months.
Right.
I need to know where they're going, what they're doing, what type of space they need. So it's kind of like what you guys call incident command. I'm trying to learn your terminology.
Oh, sure, sure.
I guess other things that had happened. One of the things that compelled me to go to Lyft, because it's costly for me to do this. I mean, I need to swing a hammer every day to make a living. But about just 2 weeks before Lyft, trying to make this decision to go, and a firefighter was on the job site, volunteer firefighter. Contractors were undercutting a metal door buck frame to put laminate floors. Laminate floors become very popular, so you have to undercut the door frames. I guess the sparks must have been flying. It started a fire inside that door frame. And as they scrambled for water and the fire extinguisher, this particular volunteer firefighter who happened to be there on the site knew how to use an Nesta Bar, had used it before. They made sure that they grabbed the Nesta Bar and with one swipe knew where the purchase point was he needed and extracted that door frame off the wall. And they immediately put out the fire because the smoke was starting to pour out of the door frame. So that was really big.
Sure. That was great.
And it's big. And as I get individuals that DM me on the side that are fire training professionals that cross the country and do that, and they start to ask me questions about the tool and could we use it for search and rescue. They like the lightness of the tool,
right,
7.5, 8.5 pounds, and once they crawl in, what can they lift with in confined space? And because the bar is designed at 45 degrees and it's a lower profile than say the Halligan bar. I mean, I'm certainly, as a contractor, I go into crawl spaces all the time or in the attics. I want to go as much firepower as I have, but I'm not taking in a 6-foot, 5-foot, 6-foot shale bar or pinch bar. you know, well, it's a big, chances are I'm not going to be able to manipulate it around.
Right.
And it's one of the reasons why, how the Nestor Bar came to be. We've got to go into those confined spaces. And sometimes I'm on my back, flipping this tool around and applying it over top of a block to lift up a joist and such. And then I put my foot on it because I still need my two hands to do the operation that I need to have.
Right.
And again, I'm by myself. You know, it's not to say that it's always safe to work by yourself, but there's plenty of circumstances where you find yourself alone, you know. And we need to know our surroundings, and we need to know the tools we have and what we can accomplish.
Right. You know, another past guest of the show, and thankfully a very nice supporter, is Dr. Rich Gassaway, who promotes situational awareness. And I think that's exactly what you're talking about right now, that you need to know you have the officer down in the training session at Lyft who wanted to count, so he knew how many people he was responsible for. Situational awareness calls for every firefighter, whether you're an officer or frontline person, you have to know where you are and what you're doing and what you can do it with. We're taught, still taught today, never come off an apparatus with your hands empty. You always have to come off with something.
Right.
And you should know by where you're sitting and what the operations, your SOGs are for being on the first engine in, whether it's a report of smoke showing or unknown alarm. You'll know what to come off with. The Nestor Bar, having seen it last year when you were here, when you brought all three versions to it, it just seems one of the ones to make sense, especially as you just brought up with a search. Because now you have, I guess most of us, I don't know, I'm a lefty, but I always used to search with my right hand because they told us to go around the right side of the room. And that was before Andy had his ticks and we knew better how to search those rooms in a better manner. But under the bed or over, holding the smaller Nestor Bar, as you said, only 7 or 8 pounds, you can stick it underneath, you can roll it across the top, and know that if you touch something, you can check it out, you know, right away. And I think sometimes the poles on the hooks, they were just long enough that you may have missed something, but it could have just been, you could have interpreted it as the blankets bunched up, not realizing there was actually maybe a leg that you hit there.
Yeah, I think about using a Nestor Bar for the search is, if you recall, we had Hurricane Sandy came through, and 4 foot of water came through and basically wiped out everybody's home in the area. So I think a search this and that way, when the roads are now blocked, there is no electric and there is no gas. So first responders are going in and they're searching home to home. And when they get there, yeah, you can see hopefully it's daylight when they're going in, but it's going to be nighttime at times as well. But the point is that when they get there and they were to find something in a collapse after tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, mudslides and things of that nature, that they have a tool that can lift.
Right.
We're not going back for airbags and things of that nature. How many feet of hose can you pull? You know, if you're a quarter mile down the road.
Right.
This was a whole community, 4,000 homes that were in it, and every single one of them got wiped out. That was just our community alone. And it was pretty much the whole New Jersey coastline.
Right. You know? Yeah, well, we all remember that and how difficult it was. It was probably one of the worst. I don't know if they actually classified it as a hurricane, but I think it certainly deserved the title of hurricane because it certainly did enough damage to everybody along the up in that northeast part of the country. But again, I think we always look for a tool that we call it handy. Now, we call it that for a reason, because it's easy reach of the hand and it's easy for the hand to use. I don't think we'd call an iron rake that's 8 foot long with a four foot wide head a handy tool.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Exactly. But I think you take that first Nestor Bar and you grab that when you're coming off the apparatus. Maybe you grab the can along with it. You got two great tools. Matter of fact, the can and the Nestor Bar actually are a great pairing. Because if you get in and you can pull some of that lathe and wall away, and get a night see where the fire's coming up from. We just stick that hose from the can right in there and spray it right in there.
Right.
And you've been able to use the Nesta bar as a handy tool to get lodge it in there, then give it a push, open it up, you see the smoke with the embers, you spray it down, and the first part's done. I think that's why we call things handy, and the Nesta bar is just a handy tool.
Thank you. I most of the guys that have it now, they can't work without it. And the ones that would acquire it, particularly in the construction industry, end up having one, two, three. And if they have more trucks than that, then the guys are arguing like, well, I need one on my truck, which is great. Getting individuals to get the first one,
right.
You know,
sure.
And overcome the oddity of it and the cost of it, because it's made 100% in the USA with a high quality steel. To get past that hurdle, you know, of what we have and what we use all the time, they're really coming around to it and seeing the advantages of it.
So. Well, that's great, and that's the way it should be. You have to give something new a chance. If you just, you know, when drones first came out several years ago, they were a nuisance item. Everybody thought, because kids were flying them all around the house when Grandpa was over and hit Grandpa in the head and stuff like that. Now we realize that drones are an amazing tool that can help the fire service dramatically with those sky views without having to wait and charter or have a helicopter take you up. The drone gives you a crystal clear HD picture, and now a lot of departments are using it. I see the same thing happening with the Nesta bar. It's a very, to everyone's eyes, it's a simple tool. But it works on complex engineering principles, but that any of us know, because we were all taught those complex principles in high school science and math. So if you know how to use, if you know how to use any other tool, hand tool that comes off the apparatus, then you know how to use a Nesta bar.
Yeah, you'd really figure it out in a hurry, won't you? And that's what was at Lyft, the guys were telling me when I first looked at it, and like, I can do it this way, we can do it. And then, you know, the more they came up to me and said, oh, we started to do this and we started to do that, and flipped it around. And I was like, exactly. The more you use it, the more you start envisioning what you can do with it. It's a hybrid lever. And lever is ranks number one in simple machines.
Right.
And the tool has built-in fulcrum points, so we're not running to look for cribbing. It has its own cribbing. And the original application for the tool and its smaller design was to be able to span over top of a stud, joist, or rafter and extract furring lath, which is a major problem in a lot of the homes for where you guys are looking for fire extensions. We got a lot of those houses that had the lath, might have been balloon framed as well. You know, and then, so there's a lot of fire extensions that could occur.
Makes sense. So what's the future? What do you see in the future right now? You have anything planned yet?
Yeah, well, I made a handful of models in 1-inch stock since the last time that
you
saw us. So with that 1-inch stock, I've started playing around with it. There's a few individuals that we passed them out to. Max Firebox Training has the 1-inch, full 1-inch stock. And National Rescue Consultants down here in Florida and Seminole County has. Dropped them off there too, to them, because I have relatives in that area.
Okay, that's good.
So,
convenient.
So we thought it was important. But if you take that 1-inch stock, you can lift the vehicle under a tire. You know, so we took a Crown Victorian police car, stuck it underneath the tire, front tire, engine side, and was able to take that off the ground and chalk that up. It's also just started to manipulate a big concrete barrier block, the ones that weigh about 3,500 pounds that you'll see. Just trying to play around and see what we can do for manipulation in those structural conditions where you have a structural collapse. Lyft was talking about, they were thinking about structural collapse, trench applications. They're interested in the 1-inch bars. They have the small bars because they left them the small bars, so they're going to be using them all the time. But that's in the making for those, and it's a journey that I'm on, you know. So it's a little bit of a process, and looking for the feedback from the professionals in the construction trade and the fire industry to lead me and say how are you using it, what modification, if any, do I need to make? We have it designed where it'll fit over top of a 4x4. Really hasn't been a need yet to make it any wider, to span over top of anything any wider than that. The rock, it's like a bottom of a rocking chair. Who's listening and never seen the tool, but if you take, it has a cradle like a rocking chair, so two rocking claws. So things aren't gonna roll over left to right. Any other tool we have, we lift with a shale bar, we lift with a halligan bar, we lift with and a pinch bar, they're just one straight rod. And you lose some stability with that.
Right.
The Nestor bar provides it, that cradling.
Right. And what's the website?
The website is nestorbars.com. And you can purchase it through Amazon, purchase it through the Fire Store, so we're getting some exposure that way as well. And just really getting started. I mean, it's going on 3 years already, but it's one of those things where people need to see it, touch it, use it. So I'm trying to get myself around and go to the different firehouses that will have me and say, hey, I'll bring the whole line. There's 9 versions of it now. Actually, there's going to be a couple of more, and I'm not ready to talk about them yet. But
some
fire inspectors, we're making a smaller version, because fire inspectors that after the fire that want to go in, that just want to meticulously go in, take off the moldings of the doors, and or take up something close to electrical sources. Well, they don't want to do brutal damage to it. They want to investigate. So come up with a smaller model that'll just fit in the handbag.
That's great. That's great, because they do want to do some surgical excision when they're reviewing a fire, looking for the origin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. All right, so that's it, folks. Just a quick little mini podcast with my friend Mark Slavkovsky of Nestor Bars. Again, his website is nestorbars.com, and you'll see some videos, and he's on Instagram at Nestor Bars LLC.
That's right? Correct, Steve.
That's where all the videos are on Instagram. You'll see them then. And that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more later this week. As remember, always stay safe and stay well. Bye-bye now.